Exercise 5.15, shifting your voice position. Pinch your nose closed and say, eh. You should feel a high vibration in your nasal passages as well as in your fingers. Now, continue holding your nose and completely relax your throat. Allow an ah sound to flow from deep in your chest. Ah. There should be no vibration in your nose at all. Go back and forth several times.
Eh.
Ah.
Eh.
Ah. Next, we practice flowing from one position to the other so that you can feel exactly when it changes from a nasal sound to a deep, rich schwa. Remember how it was imitating a man's voice when you were little? Do that. Pinch your nose and repeat after me. Here we'll practice the same progression, but we'll stick with the same sound. Ah. As you'll see in Chapter 12, there are three nasal consonants, M, N, and NG. These have non-nasal counterparts, M, B, N, D, N, G. We're going to practice totally denasalizing your voice for a moment, which means turning the nasals into the other consonants. We'll read the same sentence three times. The first will be quite nasal. The second will sound like you have a cold. The third will have appropriate nasal consonants, but denasalized vowels. Repeat after me.
Mary might need money.
Barry might need buddy. Mary might need money. Now that you've moved your voice out of your nose and down into your diaphragm, let's apply it. A lot of long, hot walks in the garden. John was not sorry when the boss called off the walks in the garden. Obviously to him, it was awfully hot, and the walks were far too long. He had not thought that walking would have caught on the way it did, and he fought the policy from the onset.